WGF. So, live Cajun Zydeco and Swamp Pop music, crawfish etouffee cook-off, crawfish eating contest, Cajun cooking demonstrations, and Zydeco dance contests. You'll find it all at the famous Brobridge Crawfish Festival, Friday through Sunday, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, Brobridge, Louisiana. Only clear bags allowed. Sponsored by St. Martin Parish Tourism, Hancock Whitney, Community Honda, Super One Foods, Courtesy Automotive, Louisiana Lottery, Academy, and M&M Oil Tools. More info at BB Crawfish.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hi, it's great to be here this afternoon. Good weather. We got some rain coming, but it hadn't gotten us yet. Paul Hurd, host, Hurd's Louisiana Live, coming in hot. It's going to be a good day. It's a busy day, but it's going to be a good day. We've got a lot of current news. We got a real good piece of news dealing with our Miracle 5 votes. We want to protect the spending cap. We want to remove any legislative raises. We want to not enact any new taxes. We want to repeal personal income tax number 5. We want to lower sales tax. We're making progress. Vote number 1 is coming to a head, and we're going to talk about that more. As I say every week, we are glad to be here, and what we've got is we've got our special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence. They're the one. They're a 501c3. They need your support. They are there to make sure that we have a voice in Baton Rouge that says we have to get rid of cancerous out-migration of our families, our children, our friends, and what we need to do is grow this place, and that's where we're headed. We're going to talk about that more, but they're the host of our hotline, and our hotline is the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. And we'd love to hear from you, and I think you're going to hear some news that you'd like to talk about, and we'd love to have you. And we are, as always, we've starting our program with our business report just to get. We're all driving home from work. We're all ready to have a good evening at home, or get home, get ready, and get out and about. And either way, we need to know what happened today while we were trying to make a living, and we're glad to bring that to you. I've got our stock report, our treasury reports, and our oil and gas report right here ready, and then my crazy Bitcoin. What we've got is the Dow Jones. We had a little bit of change. We didn't have a lot. We got it closed at 33,786. That was down 100 points, but that's less than a third of a percent. Not great, but not bad. NASDAQ closed at 12,059, and it was down 97 points. That was almost a percent, not quite. That was a little bit worse. I think that group is a little bit more tech-driven, and so it is a little more volatile. S&P 500 closed at 4,129. It was down 24 points. That is right at half a point. Not great, but we've had worse. No catastrophes, no mass destruction, and that is fine. And then that gets us to our treasury report, our interest rates report. And, Ronald, I got some background if we can help on that. But our 2-year treasury closed at 4.15, and our 30-year treasury closed at 3.7. That's about 0.4% inverted curve. It's about where we've been. We're not getting any better, but at least we're not getting any worse. We're going to find out when the Fed decides whether it's going to raise its rates one more time on their Fed funds rate. And that brings us to oil and gas. Oil, I said this earlier in the week while we were afraid that oil was going to go up from and start. It used to be in the 70s, and it moved up through the 70s, and we thought it was going to trade in the 70s, and then OPEC says we're not going to produce. So it bumped up into the mid-80s per barrel, and now it's easing its way back down, and it closed today at 79.77. It closed below 80. The people on many of the business programs are saying they expect it to trade between 80 and 90. I think we're getting the OPEC shuffle, and that is when it had its people in town, the Russians and the Chinese, they said, oh, yeah, we'll cut production because that helps Russia finance their economy. But it looks like with the price that OPEC's not doing quite the cut that they promised, and that's okay with me if it'll stay down. If it goes up, it'll just feed into a multiplying circle of inflation. But right now it closed at 79.7. That's not bad. Natural gas is holding at its floor. I watched this pretty closely. Natural gas closed at 2.22, and it's one of those. It has been very much higher than that, and we've got so much of it available. And it's not, we had a warm winter, and so the supplies that were built up for the winter are still available. They didn't get depleted, and so now the inventory is a little ahead of demand, and I think that's what's holding it at the bottom. We'll see if it's going to go up or down. I hope that it will keep creeping up from 2.22 it was today to maybe 2.3, 2.4. We'll see how it goes. It was almost flat today. And my last and greatest economic indicator is the Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin people are taking baths. It closed at 28,190. It was down 1,105 points. Unbelievable. This is as close to what seems to me to be like Enron. It's a product that I can't figure out what it does Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. What good is it other than, and this is really when it began, it was an alternative to cash. It basically, and it really began as a haven for dirty money so that it didn't go through the banking system, but the Bitcoin was untraceable and was something that gained a lot of support because of the money rushing into it, but we were never quite sure whether that money was good money, bad money. But that's our business report. I got a couple other quick businesses deal. We'll take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the good news on Miracle 5 votes, vote number 1. We're getting close. We're going to find out if we can pull it off, and that is to protect the spending cap. But here's a couple of pieces of business news also, and that is, there's a report out on Louisiana workers and our wages going up. But it's interesting. Just think about this. If you were running at a car at 70 miles an hour, then 60, then 50, then 40, then 30, all right, then you speed it up from 30 to 35. Your report will say, oh, our speed is improving. It doesn't mention that it's already fallen twice as far as it just barely went up. And that's what's happened on our wages in Louisiana. The two quotes that I really had was Louisiana's year-to-year increase in wages are the lowest in the nation over the last 30 months. That's our problem. Look, we got to take a break. Paul Hurd, host, Louisiana Live. When we come back, we're going to talk about our wages, and then we're going to talk about our vote in the legislature.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and grow strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
We're back Thursday afternoon. I guess it's Friday Eve, whatever we want to think about it. We're finished another work day. We're headed home, I hope. Headed out, I hope. And we're glad to be here. We've got our special hotline, the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. We'd love to hear from you. And let me finish my business report because we got good news, news that we got to talk about, and again, news that you need to talk to your legislator. We've got something good brewing in the House of Representatives in Baton Rouge. We haven't gotten our arms around the Senate yet. We're going to talk about that. The Senate is the problem. The old adage in the legislative process is if you control the Senate, you can always go by a legislator. You can always go by a representative, but you got to control the Senate. And that's going to prove true again in this battle, but we'll talk about it. Look, I wanted to finish this report. It was by William Taylor Potter, Lafayette Daily Advertiser, and he was talking about the new wage reports that have come out for Louisiana, and I had to get cut off. I was running out of time and had to get off. But this is the quote from that article. Louisiana's year-to-year increases in wages generally ranked among the lowest in the nation over the last 30 months, particularly near the end of 2020 through August 2022. From 2020 through August 22, we ranked near the lowest in the nation. That's why we need a change in Baton Rouge. The other article observation out of the article of by Mr. Potter is this, and that was through the first 3 months of 2023, that's January, February, March this year, Louisiana has averaged a year-over-year increase of more than 7.4%. But in March, Louisiana ranked in the top 25 for year-over-year increases for the first time ever, as this record has been maintained. What that means is to be in the top 25 out of 50 means we finally crawled our way out of, in quotes, the lowest in the nation up to average. That tells us why Baton Rouge has got to set our businesses free and lower these taxes. But anyway, I wanted to give Mr. Potter's information, good article, information that we need to know. And now I told you I'd stay out of national politics, and I don't think this is national politics as much as it is. Let me do one more economic report. In the legislature yesterday, the severance tax is the tax that when we produce oil and gas on state property, the severance tax is the tax that the state gets for that oil off of the sale of oil and gas extracted in Louisiana. And our current rate is 12.5% of the wellhead price. And now they're trying to lower it to 8.5%, which is absolutely necessary if we're going to compete with Texas and Oklahoma and other states. Their severance taxes are much lower than ours. We're lowering ours down to catch up. We're not lowering ours down to get ahead. But the good news is House Bill 172 by Philip DeVilliers out of Eunice has got cleared the House. Let's see which committee. Probably the House Ways and Means Committee. And it is headed toward the floor to be considered by the House of Representatives. What we've got is we've got a more conservative House of Representatives. Our Senate, We've got real reasons to be scared of them, and but that's our business report. Now this was a little bit of national news. I was doing the research for the show, and what I find is I find one article that says, I guess everyone knows that Fox News got sued was by Dominion Election Systems because of the reporting that was done in the 2020, that said that the Dominion voting machines and voting software was corrupt and was manipulating and changing vote counts internally. And so there's been a lot of allegations, the denials, and Fox News settled that lawsuit and paid $750 million, $775 million to settle that lawsuit. Now, that's occurred a week ago, maybe. Now, what you're seeing is rumors of who may get fired. And I saw one article that I was surprised. And this broke 4 hours ago. So this was, I'm trying to look for when. It came out at 3 o'clock. And so it came out at 11 o'clock our time. And it says, breaking news, Dan Bongino out at Fox News. Bongino's a regular commentator. He has his own show on Sunday. And what this says is that the reporting is that Dan Bongino will no longer be a commentator or a host for a show on Fox News. And along with that report, there was another article that said there are rumors that Marie Bartiromo and Judge Jeanine Pirro would also cease to be hosts on the Fox News channel, or else they're going to get caught. They're at least going to get called in and told, you got to get yourself straight. Don't get us sued like this again. But it's real interesting because it's a very high bar to be able to prove liable. And between conservatives, I think, not being welcome in court, that their rights are not quite defended like the regular old woke crowd. And some of the information they got has turned out maybe not to be right. That what the information they were relying on turned out to be incorrect. And so we'll see if the Fox lineup gets changed. I watch Marie Bartiromo every morning to get some of the financial information I give you. And it's a good business show. But it's one of those things that we're going to see how this thing shakes out. $775 million is not chump change. But look, that's my business report. Now, let's talk about our Miracle Five, and most importantly, the number one vote that we got to start with. We knew we'd have to start with. It is the vote on whether or not to raise the cap on our spending cap that is in the Constitution that makes the state, no matter what your revenue is, you can only spend so much, and it's to stop the feast and famine creation of expenses with when you're up and not have the money when you're down. And the good news is the bill to protect the spending cap and, more importantly, to prevent extra spending made it out of the Ways and Means Committee in the House. When we get back, we're going to talk about the heroes, we're going to talk about the gladiators, and we're going to talk about saving this state. Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live, and we'll be right back after the news.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday, starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Deputies in Rapides Parish seized over 108 pounds of powder cocaine during a traffic stop on L.A. Highway 28 east of Pineville. Sheriff spokesman Tommy Carnline says deputies assigned to the raid unit highway interdiction team conducted a traffic stop on a big rig for improper lane usage.
They stopped the vehicle, and through their subsequent investigation, they felt like there may be some criminal activity.
A drug dog located the coke amongst a shipment of fresh mangoes. The driver's being held pending a $500,000 bond. Legislation to mandate dyslexia screenings for all kindergarten kids in the state moves out of a House committee. Bill sponsor and Gretna Representative Joe Marino says children would get tested in the second semester of their kindergarten year.
We believe that that is the appropriate time and that is the appropriate manner to which to determine if a child is at risk.
He says one in five kids have dyslexia and early detection leads to better outcomes. That bill now goes to full debate on the House floor. This is news from LRN.
Gambling can be exciting, but it can get out of control. If you choose to gamble, you should have a solid game plan. Set a budget, know your limits, use licensed regulated operators, and bet responsibly. If you're struggling with problem gambling that's disrupting your life, you're not alone. Call the Louisiana Problem Gamblers Helpline at 1-877-770-STOP. This confidential referral line provides help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey, y'all, it's festival season. Here's what's on tap. April 21st and 22nd, wind down on False River in New Roads and Louisiana Forest Festival in Winfield. April 21st through 23rd, New Iberia Spanish Festival, La Fête du Monde in Raceland, and Baton Rouge Blues Festival. April 22nd, Wolfstock in West Monroe and Scottish Tartan Festival in Minden. So make your plans to Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your road trip at LouisianaIsATrip.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State, and I am asking for your vote. I have a proven record as a leader in the real world of business in the oil and gas industry, and also served 6 years as the chairman of the Republican Party of Louisiana. And today I serve as your public service commissioner. The Secretary of State is the chief elections officer for Louisiana and is the leader of Louisiana's election team. When elected, I pledge to work 24/7 to make sure your vote is protected, preserved, and counted on election day. And we will do it voter friendly. Please visit my website at friendsofmikefrancis.com. This is paid for by Friends of Mike Francis.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
It's great to be here Thursday afternoon. Beautiful day. Paul Hurd, host, Louisiana Live. We're watching the legislature, and we're watching our representatives and our senators. And now's the time to let them know we care. We know, we believe, we know what we need to make Louisiana great again. And that's what this show really is always about. And when we get out of the legislative session, we're going to talk about Louisiana business, and we're going to talk about Louisiana entertainment and other great cultural events. But right now, no free man's safe while the legislature is in session. Now, we've got some heroes. We've got some people stepping out for us. What we've got going is this. We don't want the legislature to override our constitutional spending limit. They have to get a two-thirds vote. Two-thirds of the representatives in the House and two-thirds of the senators in the Senate have to all agree to override the spending cap, or it will be sustained. And that's really something that we ought to be able to do with the core fiscal conservatives and what we've got before us and the needs that we've got before us with the election coming. I want everybody to vote against anybody who votes to override this statutory limit. It just has to be. The answer is we need to preserve this money, and you'll see what they're doing is something that's fiscally sound, and it is really what we can make Louisiana great again. What we've got is this. They've come up with a two-step in the House of Representatives by which they can use the money. Because remember this, what we've got is we've got over $4 billion in saved and excess revenue. And what we can do is we cannot spend but $500,000 of it without a two-thirds vote. So what they've tried, you can use it because it's not spending on a new project. You can use it to pay down state debt. Now, what debt do we have? Some of the biggest debt that we've accumulated, even though we have to have a balanced budget, some of the huge group of debt has to do with our retirement plan. Right now, we have what's called a defined benefit plan, and what it promises an employee of the state, and there's nothing wrong with the benefit, there's nothing wrong with a retirement plan. It promises you a based on your salary and the years of service in the state, it promises you a particular amount of money for the rest of your life. Okay, but when you die, you get nothing. It is a true pension for your life. If you had a defined contribution retirement plan, what you did not spend, it would be yours. What you did not spend while you were alive would be dollars you could pass to your spouse or your family. We've got the other old-time plan, and even worse than that, what happens is you have to judge the amount of money you need each year to pay for a defined plan such as the one we've got. We have accrued a huge, I think over $1 billion of accrued and unfunded pension liability that we owe to present and past employees of the state. So here's what has been figured out, and I think it's a great fix. And the first step is this. We have a temporary sales tax that we need to repeal, but it will roll off in 2025 anyway, as long as it's not reinstated. And what they're proposing in House Bill 170, by Representative Christopher Turner from Ruston. He proposed that what we do is we take the money from that sales tax, which is about $880 million, less than $1 billion. We've got $4 billion extra funds, but take a quarter of it and dedicate it to and pay it into the retirement funds. In other words, pay that accrued debt down to make our people who are going to rely on their pensions more fiscally sound program. If they do that, they're going to take this money and not just apply it to any of the retirement plans, but they're going to apply it to the teacher retirement plan that's underfunded. What that does is this: we had a real catastrophic problem with these funds, and we had to go out the state, borrow money, fund these plans with borrowed money, and then all the state school boards, all of the education system has to pay back that debt over time. So every year, our school boards, are part of their budget is not for a teacher. It's to pay this debt that we let get out of hand. Well, by paying this $880 million into the teacher's fund, the state, using these extra funds and lowering this debt, are paying that expense so that for the next 2 years at least, the school boards won't have it. What does that do? What that does is it frees that much money up in all our school boards. It frees up that much money for the school boards themselves to have enough money to make those teacher pay raises possible. It's a perfect fit. The teachers get a pay raise, the debt gets paid down, and we don't violate the spending cap. It's one of those things that you can't come up with much of a better solution than this. Good news is House Bill 170 by Christopher Turner was reported out positively from the Appropriations Committee of the House without objection. What that means is unanimously, and it's all now it's going to the floor. The second step in this is we have other one-time revenue that we've got has $1.1 billion in excess revenue in the budget for this year, and that's going to be available for next year if we don't break the spending cap. What they're going to do is take that $1.1 billion and pay it into the other state pension plans. And what that does is it saves the interest on the debt. What we had to do was go out and borrow the money to fund our retirement plans, and we're paying banks, we're paying third parties interest on the debt that we incurred to fund our retirement plans. By paying with cash and lowering the debt, we don't have the interest accruals. The calculations indicate that by making this payment down, there may be as much as $180 million in interest that is avoided and not incurred and lowers the cost of getting these pension plans funded. And so this is a great solution. The spending cap allows you to pay debt. And that's not spending. It doesn't allow you to spend it on new projects, new activities, new services. And so this 1-2 step, pay the teachers down, get the teachers their pay raise, step one. Step two, pay the other retirement plans down. There's still plenty of debt left in those retirements, but this is a good step in the right direction for those. And what you've done is you've used – You've invested your excess revenue in yourself, and that's really a great result, and something that it is actually, if it's enacted, what we're going to find is when it goes to the Senate, the Speaker of the House, Mr. Cortez, I always get his name wrong, Paige Cortez, he's going to come up Monday in the Senate Finance Committee and advocate against investing in the debt, and he's going to want to just repeal the cap and let's spend it all. Look, we got the show going. We're going to come back and talk about Cortez, the Senate, and we've got a couple other items from Louisiana legislature. When we get back, we're going to talk about it, but the good news is miracle vote number one is on the verge of occurring, and we'll be right back on Louisiana Live with Paul Hurt.
Introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
You hope your drive home's going well. I hope the weather's The weather's clear and the traffic is clear, though this time of day it's hard to find that easy-going highway around the metropolitan area, but we're glad to be there. I wanted to mention one thing before we went on to the people that we're going to end up fighting against. I really wanted to send out a thank you, a real shout-out to Representative Zaringue from HOMA. He's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and he's supporting – House Bill 170 and the two-step to get this thing done so that we can preserve our spending limit and start paying down our debt and growing this state. Also, obviously, Representative Christopher Turner, who is the author of this bill, is carrying this bill forward from the House. And then also a very important person, a very necessary person if we're going to get our Miracle 5 votes, and that's Representative Jack McFarland from Winfield. Rep. McFarland is the chairman of the House Conservative Caucus, and they, with Jack on board, it tells us that it would indicate that we may be in where we've got the conservative caucus. And if the conservative caucus holds together, protects the budget, protects these excess revenues and use it for debt reduction, one-time revenues, reduce that debt. When you pay off your car note, you don't have a payment next month, but you also don't have to pay the interest next month. That's all they're doing, and it's the smartest thing that we can do. But look, we need a big shout out to these three gentlemen, and we're going to find out who else, when it hits the floor, we're going to find out really where we need to be and whether we can get this thing passed. It's a good sign it got out of the committee because the leadership of the House controls the chairman of the committees. And so that would indicate that the leadership in the House anyway is supporting this move to take this vote the right way. Now that brings us to the Senate. And it's one of those things that you just want to say, what do you want to do? I'm really thinking about it. I don't know when it'll happen, but this article, and this is, look, I need to give credit here. I'm using an article by James Finn, F-I-N-N, staff writer for the Baton Rouge Advocate. Good work, good information, and it leaves it to us and our legislators. We got to talk to our legislators in the House, on the floor now, in the Senate. It's going to come to them too. And what we've got to do is make this thing work. And with Paige Cortez, it says on Monday that he's probably going to put forward a bill that will be to waive the requirements of the spending cap. And he's going to speak on behalf of breaking the Constitution and breaking that cap on Monday. I'm going to try to find out when on Monday. I'd love to be there. I'd love to speak. Obviously, we've been speaking together here for a couple of weeks now. We're going to keep doing it. And we need to take our message to our legislators to let them know we don't need to pull a early Christmas and send out a bunch of gifts to all our political cronies. And they need to remember we've got an election in 90 days, and we're going to remember the ones who voted to save Louisiana and those who just threw them a going-away party, because that's what we're going to hope to give them. So it's interesting. You look at this, part of what they're going to talk about is that they say, oh, well, we've got certain things we need to do, and then they'll talk about social services. They'll say, oh, and we're about to have a surplus now, but we're about to have a shortfall in 2 years when the sales tax rolls off. I don't know how in their world they can look at us and say, answer the question, do we have a over $2 billion surplus in revenue and over $4 billion in savings and excess revenue? Yes. Then how in the world am I going to have a shortfall in two years? No, the remedy of the alleged shortfall that that Governor Edwards got passed when he came into office, because he was going to have a shortfall, has proven to be excess taxes. And it's part of it is this 0.43. It needs to be gone. We didn't need it. It was never justified. The other thing they do when they're doing this projections of these cliffs is they'll say, all right, well, we're going to lose this revenue. They don't build in to their projections that the money's used for other business, that it's used for other taxable events. And what they act like is if they don't get their money, everybody else is just going to flush the money down the toilet. And that's not what happens. We know what we need to do to invest in our businesses, and we need our money back, and that's sort of where we're headed. We'll see what news we get. We'll see who starts lining up in favor or against. I really do believe, I like this article because it talked about some of the arguments they're making, but then it's the facts that get the legislators who want to spend so confused because they want to claim we have a revenue shortfall while we're trying to figure out how to spend a surplus. So anyway, that's the great news. We're making progress. Thank you, Christopher Turner. Thank you, Representative Zeringue. And thank you, Representative McFarland. We're making progress. Stand up for Louisiana. That's one of those things that I can't be happier about, and I'm glad we're getting to it. Let's go to something, a little something else. That is this. This is deals with the DA in the 18th Judicial District. The 19th Judicial District is East Baton Rouge. This district is West Baton Rouge, the parish across the river. And what has happened is there was a gentleman who bought fentanyl and died. A gentleman named Samuel Moore was found dead in Port Allen. What the DA has done, instead of charging the dealer with possession of drugs, dealing of distribution of drugs, he charged him with second-degree murder. I think it's brilliant. We have a specific statute as one of the alternative definitions of second-degree murder that includes the distribution, the intentional distribution of a Schedule I drug, and fentanyl obviously qualifies. And if it then kills the person, they can be convicted of second-degree murder, and the sentence is a life sentence. I commend the DA over there in West Carroll, Tony Clayton. The article makes it clear that it's going to be a tough battle because the statute's a little bit quirky. If that's true, we need to fix it while we got this legislative session. But way to go, Tony Clayton, keep our streets safe. Look, this is Paul Hurd. We're hitting the top of the hour. We're here with Louisiana Live. Come on back at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll do it again. But if you much as touch, you're going to have yourself a case. I'm going to break your face. Now don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot. Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news.